Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited that our good buddy Ken Grumbach is back. Ken is an original member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1998 when he first joined us to talk to us about some very important things. One of the things was demographics. I mean, this guy has been studying, he's been researching, he's been talking about, he's been visionary, doing some visionary work on some prophecies even on this, the not only the population situation, not only in the United States, but globally, but also the generational thing. He's the author of, his new book is called The Age Curve, and he's our good friend, Ken Grumbach. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, man.
It's good to have you back. Ken, you've been speaking quite a bit. You've been out across the country talking a lot to a lot of audiences about what you've learned, what you're working on. When you talk to people, and I know you poll them, I know you ask them questions about things. What are they telling you that surprises you? What are their answers that you're getting back from Americans that kind of surprise you?
Well, the biggest thing is this love fest that the media, you know, forgive me here, but you're exempt from this, that the media has with China. And the net result of that is so many people think that China is just about to swallow the United States economically.
Yeah.
And that China is just this dynamo that's, you know, overtaking the world. And if you're not doing business in China, if you're not thinking about building plants in China, if you're not, you know, China conscious, you know, the world's going to pass you by. China's GDP is a third of ours. When I do this text polling, I ask the audience, I can have as many people as, you know, 400 or 500 people in an audience, and you know, we sync with the internet, they get their text phones out, their phones out, I'll ask them a question, it'll be a multiple choice, and you'll find that 30-40% of them think that China is bigger than the United States. Now, that's a huge, huge
that the Chinese economy is bigger than ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly their population is bigger, but the Chinese economy, their GDP is about $5 trillion. The GDP of the United States is about $15 trillion. We are 300% mm-hmm. larger than they are. When you combine Germany, Japan, which are the other three large competitors, and add them together with China, you don't come up with $15 trillion. We're still the biggest, right. And we're the biggest of the closest of three.
Right. Well, and the other thing we have to point out is that China's, in terms of the maturity of their economy, China is about where we were. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that China is generations behind the United States in terms of maturity of their markets, and from the standpoint of capital, access to capital, the quality of their banking systems, they're generations behind us on that. I mean, it's still a kind of a rude place to do business over there.
It's according to Nicholas Eberstadt, Dr. Nicholas Eberstadt is a PhD from Harvard, probably the best demographer on the planet. The Chinese infrastructure, their business infrastructure is family. It's not that they don't have organizational charts like we do. They don't have presidents, vice presidents, and so
right.
forth. Their infrastructure is family, and in that sense, it is way behind the times. But that's not the worst part of it. The worst part of it is the fact that they have a one-child-only policy, and for the last 30 years, they've essentially obliterated the family, which means that without coming up with a new management structure, a new way of managing their money, managing everything, they've obliterated the family. They're not going to have a management structure.
And one of the things that I've been, it's been interesting to me, has been to compare where we were 20 to 25 years ago with our concern about Japan with where we are today and our concern about China. And it comes back to what you're saying. It also comes back to what I'm saying about the immature nature of their capital structures, of their marketplace, of their economy, and the dysfunction there that is as dysfunctional as we think our economy and our marketplace is over here. We're still very far advanced in terms of maturity over those companies. And, of course, we know what happened with Japan. Japan was not able to sustain their assault on America, so to speak. And I don't think China really will be either. In fact, I think the only thing China's got going for it is their sheer numbers, and that may wind up being their undoing. And when we come back, I'm going to have Ken address that when we do that or after these messages. 20-tail folks, there are opportunity stories. There are opportunity facets inside of these things that we're talking about with Ken Grombach for your small business. So think about that. 20 Tail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.